Dit is SBS Dutch.
Ricardo, we know you from TV hosting the news. Who knew you were so into the Eurovision?
Yeah, so the fun part of Eurovision is all the colour and all the music, the fun music. But the serious side of Eurovision for me is that my family migrated from Portugal in the very late 1970s, and they started watching Eurovision when it first went to air on SBS. And you've got to remember, back then, phone calls are very expensive back to Portugal, where their family still was. There was no internet. The only real way you could connect was by watching TV. So one of the ways they could connect back to Portugal was by watching Eurovision, cheering on the Portuguese contestants. So there was a way for them to connect back to their homeland. So we all watched it together at my grandparents' place, and then we continued watching it. When we started getting a bit older as adults, my friends, similar backgrounds to me, all ethnic, many Europeans, they did the same. So we started doing the same as well. So we still get together today and all watch it live. And just
waking up at 5.
Yeah, that's fine. 5 o'clock's fine. It's no problem.
This year, unfortunately, Australia did not make it to the finals. Elective Fields had a great performance, I reckon.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
I thought it was an amazing performance. It's so, you know, often we think about what is Australian culture. What? How do you define Australia, right? And I think with Eurovision, it's an ability for singers and countries to show what their country is all about and a bit of their culture. And I think often it's a lot easier to define that culture with a European country. I think seeing the indigenous culture, which is part of the Australian way of life, even small symbolism, like they're seeing the didgeridoo up on stage, was just fantastic for the world to see and a way for Australia to express itself. And I thought the song was great. It's unfortunate it didn't get in, but, you know, it Electric Fields managed to perform in front of, what is it, hundreds, maybe 200 million people. So it's a win-win.
Portugal is through. The Netherlands, Europapa, you know the song?
Yep. A little bit. It's not one of my favourites, but...
Okay, this is the end of our... No.
Well, I think one of my favourites... What was her name? There was a song called No Sad Goodbyes, but it would have been maybe about 20 years ago. But, yeah.
What is your favourite for this year?
My favourite for this year... It's Ollie Alexander from the UK, Dizzy. It's an interesting question when you ask this kind of a question to a Eurovision fan, because you've got the song, so you listen to the song, but as you know with Eurovision, the visual is just as important, so you need the two to match up. My favourite is Ollie Alexander, so that's that Dizzy song from the UK, but I also love Italy, La Noia, and I also like the Greece song, Zari. So they're my top three.
So the top one, according to the bookmakers, is not in your list?
No. I like going for the underdog.
Can you just share your best memory about visiting the Eurovision last year yourself?
So I was lucky enough to go last year in Liverpool. It's always been a dream of mine. And I think after the pandemic, you know, when you're locked away for a couple of years and not able to travel, I thought, you know what, 2023 is my year. So I managed to get along. I've got some friends, some Australian friends that live in the UK. So we all went together to Liverpool. The vibe was just electric, and not just the stadium itself, the actual town. I think Liverpool was such a fantastic city for it because it was a smaller city. So Eurovision may have gotten lost if it was in a big city like London. The fact that Liverpool was a smaller city, it felt like the whole city, everyone that lives in Liverpool was behind it. You go to all the little restaurants and the cafes and everyone was just so excited to have it. It felt safe. It was so well run. It was just an amazing experience.
You want to go again?
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for SBS to officially invite me as an employee to go. So whenever Joel and Miff are sick, I'm happy to go in and host.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.